USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social media platform Parler has sued Amazon.com after the tech giant abruptly ended web hosting services to the company, effectively halting its operation. President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of Americans. After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. Biden also saying once he takes office, he'll be working on another COVID relief bill.
My priority is to get first and foremost the stimulus bill passed, and secondly, begin to rebuild the economy in a way that I'll remain on a third.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats have secured enough votes to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
Carnival Cruise Line CEO Arnold Donald says it will take a while to ramp up operations that start carrying paying passengers again.
We hope to have all of our ships operational by year end. Obviously, as I'm hoping what's happened so far in early 21 here is just a hangover from 2020.
Donald saying the company is retiring 19 ships across its brands to cut costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.